This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari reshuffled cabinet at the recommendation of Prime Minister Shebhadra Dewa. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says increasing production using country's forest can strengthen country's economy. Prime Minister Shebhadra Dewa stresses use of science and technology for overall development of the country. And G7 decides to provide grant and investment worth $600 billion for the infrastructure development of the developing countries. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has reshuffled the cabinet at the recommendation of Prime Minister Shebhadra Dewa. As per the reshuffled cabinet, four ministers and a state minister have been replaced with new names. Issuing a statement yesterday evening, the office of the president informed that President Bidya Devi Bhandari appointed Jeevan Ram Shrestha as the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Met Mari Chowdhury as the Urban Development Minister, Bhawani Prasad Khapung as the Health and Population Minister, Sherbahadur Kumar as the Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister, and Hira Chandra Kesi as the State Minister for Health and Population. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has also appointed ambassadors to Israel and Australia. According to the President's office, President Bhandari appointed Kailash Raj Pokhrel as the residential ambassador of Nepal to Australia, and Kanta Rijal as the residential ambassador of Nepal to Israel at the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Prime Minister Shebhadra Dewa has said the roles of science and technology are vital for the overall development of the country. Inaugurating the 9th National Science and Technology Conference organized by Nepal Academy of Science and Technology NAST in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa acknowledged the role of science and technology in bringing positive changes in the society. The Prime Minister added that scientific research should be linked to development of crucial sectors including education, health, energy and agriculture. Likewise, NAST Vice Chancellor Dr. Sunil Babu Shrestha stressed the need for proper development of science and technology to lead the country in the path of development. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar has said it is the responsibility of all to save the youths from narcotic drugs. Addressing a function organized marking the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking yesterday, the Home Minister said the government and the society had an equal responsibility to save the youths from drug abuse. The government has decreased the public transport fare in the inter-province route. The fare of passenger and good carrier vehicles has been decreased based on the Nepal Oil Corporation's decision to decrease the price of diesel and petrol. The Department of Transport Management has decreased the fare of passenger vehicles by as much as 5.41%. Likewise, fare of goods carrier vehicles operating on hilly roads has been decreased by 6.97%, and of good carrier vehicles operating in Tarai roads by 7.68%. The House of Representatives has accepted a proposal seeking deliberation on the amendment of the Public Service Commission Bill 2075 Bikram Sambat. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sharma Koirala presented the proposal on behalf of Prime Minister Shebhadra Dewa yesterday. The House had received the amendment from the National Assembly. Likewise, the Law Minister presented the Policy Research Academy Bill 2078 Bikram Samat seeking deliberation in the House. The Minister also tabled the annual report of the Public Service Commission in yesterday's meeting of the House. Line ministers have responded on the concerns raised by the lawmakers over their respective ministries' budget. Responding to queries in deliberation under the Appropriation Bill at the National Assembly meeting yesterday, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Dilendra Prasad Baru, responded to the lawmakers that the government decided to reduce the price of petroleum products by adjusting the tax. Minister Baru also vowed to monitor the market to check black marketing and unauthorized price hikes of daily essentials. Agriculture Minister Mahendra Rai Yadav said the ministry had been making efforts for the easy supply of chemical fertilizers to the farmers. Forest and Environment Minister Ram Sahay Yadav said the government was working for the sustainable management of the forest. Education Minister Devendra Poudil has said the government accorded first priority to carry out reforms in public schools. Likewise, Minister for Youth and Sports Maheshwar Jung Gahatraj stressed the need for prioritizing the sports sector. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sharma Koirala argued that the appointment of judges should be based on merit and should be carried out freely and impartially. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has applauded the contribution of community forest for the conservation of the environment and biodiversity. Addressing a program organized by the Community Forest Consumers Federation at Sital Niwas yesterday, President Bhandari stressed the need for increasing the contribution of the forest to the national economy. The president urged the concerned bodies to promote herb farming and ensure systematic management of forests to reduce the trade deficit. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The meeting of G7 countries has decided to provide grant and investment worth $600 billion for the infrastructure development of the developing countries. Chairperson of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen has said the grant will help to reduce the impact left by COVID-19 and Ukraine-Russia war in developing countries. US President Joe Biden said US would provide $200 billion among the total amount. The US president added that the investment would deliver to the people of both developing and developed countries in the long run. At least 4 people have been killed and scores more were injured after a stand collapsed during a bullfight in central Colombia. Footage has emerged showing the 3-story wooden stand filled with spectators falling at a stadium in El Espinal, Tolima. The traditional bullfighting event involved members of the public entering the ring to engage with the bulls. Dozens of Russian missiles have struck targets across Ukraine, with the capital Kiev enduring the heaviest barrage in months. A Kiev apartment block was destroyed, killing at least one and wounding 6 others, including a 7-year-old girl. Ukraine says 14 missiles were fired at Kiev region on Sunday, but the strikes extended far beyond the city. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of hilly region of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province remain. Kathmandu's weather for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 28.8 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 20.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari reshuffles cabinet at the recommendation of Prime Minister Shabadu Dewa. President Vidyadevi Bhandari says increasing production using country's forest can strengthen country's economy. Prime Minister Shabadu Dewa stresses use of science and technology for overall development of the country. And G7 decides to provide grant and investment worth $600 billion for the infrastructure development of the developing countries. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.